Hi, this is Irvin of IrvinRue.com, here for your workout for the day. Now, your full body stretch is going to be a routine that you could do daily. Let's start by just standing, and let's start with working with our head and getting some neck stretching in. So, bring your chin to your chest, then roll your head as it moves in a half circle, ear to your left shoulder, then roll your head back, chin to chest, and roll your head to your right ear to your right shoulder. Just little half circles moving your head for 10 to 30 seconds from ear to shoulder, going to chin to chest, moving your head side to side, and relaxing with your breath. Now, as you're doing that, you want to just relax your shoulders down your spine, keeping them back and down as you stand up nice and tall with good posture. Now, after you've done that for 10 to 30 seconds, we want to stretch now for our shoulders, our standing shoulder stretch. You're going to take your left arm across to the right side and place your right hand to your elbow. As you hold here for 10 to 30 seconds, keep that arm reaching far out to that right side. Keep bringing that right hand to the shoulder and keep that stretch in your back as you stand nice and tall. Okay, so once you hold that for 10 to 30 seconds, you want to switch and release your hand and take your right arm to your left side and put your left hand at your elbow. Relax your shoulders once again as that right hand is reaching far to the left side with the arm straight. Continuing your breath in and out. Okay, so once you've done that for 10 to 30 seconds, we now want to work on a standing tricep stretch. So you're going to go ahead and release that right arm, and let's go ahead and do that standing tricep stretch by raising your left arm up, and let's place that right hand onto your left elbow and let that arm go behind your head. As you keep lifting that arm up high and bring that right hand to your left elbow, just feel that stretch in the back of your arm. And just breathe and relax. Good. And you're holding here for 10 to 30 seconds. Okay, so now this is just the first set of all of these stretches here. You could then release that hand, lower the arm. And now let's do the other arm by lifting the right arm up, place that left hand to your right elbow, letting that right hand fall back behind you as it is bent, and you get that stretch in the back of your right arm. Continuing to breathe, standing up with good posture, nice and tall. Now, as you release after 10 to 30 seconds, let's do a nice standing upper back stretch. So let's go ahead and bring the arms in front. As they are reaching in front, you're dropping the chin to your chest, and then you round your shoulders going forward, so you feel the stretch in your upper back. You're breathing. You're relaxing. Think of your breath going to the muscles where you feel the stretch. Okay, so now let's go ahead and release those arms and take them back behind us for a standing chest stretch. This helps stretch out your pectoralis majors, muscles in the front of your body. You're going to open up the arms, take them back behind, and the palms will be up, the thumb up, and you're going to feel that stretch in your chest as you pinch your shoulder blades close together. Continuing to breathe, keeping those arms back, shoulders are down. Feel a nice stretch in that upper back. Okay, now release after 10 to 30 seconds and bring the arms back to the standing upper back stretch with those arms back out in front. Continuing to breathe in and out. It's a great stretch for your upper back. Helps release a lot of tension and release those muscles in that upper back there. Okay, so after 10 to 30 seconds, take those arms back behind you one more time for your standing chest stretch. So those arms go behind you, thumbs are going to be up, pinch those shoulder blades back and together as they are down. Great. Now relax, bring the arms back down, move your arms around a little bit. You can move the arms, shoulders, kind of move them in circles. Okay, now let's go ahead and work on our legs. We're going to work on a standing calf stretch. So what you're going to do is you're going to take your left foot in front. If you have a wall or a chair to hold on to, go ahead and do so. or a table. So left leg in front, let's take that right leg back. Trying to drop the heel into the ground as that leg stays straight. And you're going to lunge forward into your left heel as you bend that leg and keep your knee over your ankle. Continuing your breath in and out. Lunging forward into that front leg. Good. Great job. Now your back is flat and strong. Hips going forward. Okay, so now let's go ahead and take release that leg and step forward with your right leg, taking the left leg back now as you drive that left heel into the ground and keep your right knee fixed over your ankle. Continuing your breath as you're moving forward, relaxing your body with each breath. Visualize the breath going to the muscles in your calf in the back of your right leg. Great job. Now you're going to release and bring it back. So go ahead and back to your standing position. Now we're going to work on our stretch for the hamstring. So if you have something to place your foot on, like maybe a step, maybe a park bench, maybe a chair, you're going to go ahead and lean over that leg. Okay, so let's say you put your left foot up. Keep your leg straight and point your toes towards your knee. And go ahead and start to lean forward, hinging from your hips with a flat back. Continuing to breathe, focusing on something as your eyes are fixed to a focal point. Relaxing with your breath. Okay, after 10 to 30 seconds with that stretch, release that leg, bring it back. And now go ahead and place your right foot up on top of your step or chair or a table, whatever helps to elevate that leg. And lean over that leg as you keep it straight. Remember, your toes are flexed to your knee. Continuing your breath. Relaxing with each breath. Nicely done. Okay, so releasing that leg. Let's go ahead and begin next a stretch for your thigh, which will be your quadricep. This is a great stretch for stretching out that muscle and also your hip flexor. So what we're going to do is you stand tall. You can hold on to a wall for support or a chair or a table, whatever will help you. Now reach back with your right hand and grab onto your right foot. As your left foot stays on the ground, you're going to bring your right foot behind you and toward your glute or near the butt. So you bring that leg back, keep that knee, that right knee in line with the left knee, and keep bringing that foot up and relaxing with the breath. So you're feeling a nice stretch. If you need to put a towel around that foot, you're welcome to do that. Just continue with each breath. Okay, so just to protect your knee, your heel should not touch your buttocks or your butt there or the glutes. Relaxing as you breathe and gently just pull that leg back. Okay, so releasing after 10 to 30 seconds. Let's go ahead and switch legs. So we did the right leg. Let's work on the left. So you want to make sure you reach back with your left hand, grabbing onto that foot. Relaxing as you breathe, standing up nice and tall. You're just holding on to your ankle or the top of your foot as you gently bring it back, keeping that knee in line with your hip. Okay, so this is going to be a great stretch once again for your quadricep and your hip flexor. Okay, so continue these stretches. Remember, this is just one set that we have gone through. It's a great little warm-up to get you prepared for any activity that you're about to do. So I hope these little stretches and workouts were good for you. Please do leave a comment, like, and share this audio, as this will be a great little exercise routine for you. This is your workout for the day. Love to hear from you. Let me know what else you would like from me. Eventually, we'll be doing even more with lifting of weights, resistance bands, and more stretching with Pilates and yoga, and getting in some aerobic activity as well. All right, get fit and get moving. Good luck. Get and be healthy. Have fun with all your exercise. Have a great day. And enjoy each and every day. Thank you.